So we're learning from the book HaKashrut, from our books, on page Lamed Tet, 39. We're talking about the kashrus right now of the stove top. The best thing, if someone is able to have this, and I saw houses which have it, is to have two separate stove tops. One for Chalavi, and one for Besari. Yeah? Two different ones. That's the best thing. But, regardless if it's made out of what type it's made out of, if it's glass, if it's this, it should be separate. But, a lot of our houses, including me and most of us probably, we have only one stove top. Right? Okay? So the master, halachically, there's no problem to do that. But you have to know that any food that falls on the stove top is treif. Because soup, chicken soup, spills there. And you make a daisa, whatever, hot cocoa, I don't know, whatever you make, and it spills also, and then it's treif already. So any food that falls on there, it's treif. You take it, you put it in the garbage. Sada? Chashuv mod hadat is it.
So like, if the stovetop not on, ice cold.
If it's ice cold, there's no problem. If some gook touched it, you have to wash the thing, wash it off. I'm talking about, for example, you're doing chips, yeah? You're making chips, let's say. Okay, chips like French fries. And what do you call them in Canada?
French fries.
Okay, good. Okay, Barat, so in Hebrew we call it chips.
It's really fries.
Yeah, but chips, yeah? Chips that they put in the falafel, yeah? It's very unhealthy, but if you want to eat it.
In England, it's called chips too.
In what?
Fish and chips.
In English?
Yeah.
Fish and chips is
called
American.
That's because the English we hear,
I think also in France it's called chips. Yeah.
So, anyways, if you're making and then you took it out of the thing, and one boiling hot potato chip fell onto the thing, you want to pick it up and eat it. So why? It's boiling hot, right? It's oil. Oil is very hot. It's hotter than water when it gets hot.
And it 400 touches, degrees.
What?
400 degrees.
400 degrees?
Very hot. But 200, 180 degree centigrade?
I don't know. I don't know the degree, how much it is. Anyways, it gets really hot, and when it touches the stove top. When it's hot, it's treif. The food is treif. Okay? So, if it's cold, let's say it's completely clean, and you put down an apple on it, and it was cold, no problem. There's nothing on it, no problem. Yeah, it's a good thing to wash it off, but no problem. It doesn't receive the when it's cold.
Oh, something that might be important. Last week we talked about cold on top, hot on top of cold, yeah. Cheese with a piece of meat on top. Yeah. And I sent my check to be sure it was right, that on the cheese, that's the meat sitting on top of it, you have to cut off a layer.
Yeah, yeah. If it's that on top and you receive, not that the whole thing goes to the garbage, cut off a layer.
Yeah.
How much did they kidek
kipa? Even if the cheese was cold, does it touch the meat? You know, not with what
plant. Because it has a substance or whatever it has.
Thin layer.
You cut off a thin layer, right?
Yeah. So we're not talking about that.
It doesn't matter.
Having it in bags.
No. If it's in plastic, it's clean.
I don't know.
It's
cold
as well.
Without bags, it would be.
No problem.
But if it's in bags, it's no problem.
It's
bags.
Without bags, the meat
it's actually touching it. Yeah, it's actually touching. Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to check you.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Right. It's good that you say. Okay. Now, when you want to clean the stove top, if it's treif, like most of ours, it's treif, you have to have treif cleaning equipment. You can't use your chalavi scotch that you wash the dishes with to clean your treif stovetop. Yeah, because we use soap, or that's in the least case. A lot of times we use what's that spray that removes the fats, the burnt fats from the stovetop. It's chalif. Is this okay? It's got pagum and everything, but still, you have to have separate cleaning
sponges
and stuff for the treif stove. Okay, stove top.
Okay, on that, can you use things like cloth towels and then dump, put them in the washer?
Yeah. You're not gonna use 100%. חובת מינית להקפיד על גבי הקיריים ושלישים וחייבים עשרים יום יחד דרך הכלים שלא נגבים לגמרי מתחתיתם וטוב להניח מטלית מיוחדת בקרבת גיריים זה כך נסכם
So what about cleaning the vent? Above the stove, you normally have a vent. You should clean that at least once a month to get the grease off.
What about a tray?
Well, I'm talking about fire.
Huh?
If you don't clean it off, you could you
yeah,
could
it's
catch fire.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a little tray.
Right, so you need to clean it off at least once a month.
So also the same thing. You have that over your stove?
Yeah, it's broken. We're going to try and remove it permanently.
I don't know. People have it in the homes?
Never.
Yeah? Canada, they have it? People have it? What is it good for?
It's smoke.
Let's say there's a lot of smoke coming up and you don't want to
fall out. The vapors flying up, so it collects it all. Sort of an experiment.
Where does it go?
There's a, what do you call it?
A vent.
A ratchet. Either, I don't know how they build them. Some of them, either they have a special. A padding which collects all this stuff. The air, they have it suck up, and then it gets caught in the, like with air conditioners, you have these little...
Filter. It goes outside?
Right, the filter.
Yeah. And it's a stainless steel
filter.
You
have some that go outside, you have some that go
inside. It circulates
some are inside, some are going outside.
You don't get smoke.
Normally what happens is, it's called a grease trap. In commercial establishments, it collects all the grease so that you won't have a kitchen fire.
Huh. And every once in a while you have to clean it up.
Yeah, normally it's once a month.
Okay.
It's real pain.
So okay. if you have like a meat element and a milk element. then your thing is tray, yeah? Then your vent is like you can.
Well, you're not going to eat through your vent. You need to clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to eat also. Yeah,
but
you have to.
He's saying you need special tray cleaning things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We have. Every time one wears out, I tell my wife, this is a tray phone. I also clean the sink with it.
Yeah.
And I also clean the my surface, the
kilo.
Shish with it, because I have only
Countertop.
I have only one, so I clean with the tray phone. And also the walls, that I don't know which fits on it. Milk, meat.
Depends on what your usage in the home. We have a shish that it's supposedly expensive. We got it used. It's okay.
Shaija, a top countertop?
Yeah. And they told me that you said you should be careful not to put hot down on it. So we try to watch out not to put hot down there so that it's not necessarily trade.
But there's a different problem. Not even hot. We said that you could put, if you cut an onion, right?
We have board.
You use only board. Right, yeah, that's sort of a problem. Less of a concern over there. Okay.
Yeah, there's a buy that we have different stove tops. You can buy, they have, I was in somebody's house, he had a little, he had the regular stove top. And then he had, just a one burner. For milking.
He brings it down here, you can do it also. Because usually people don't really cook so much milking, I assume, huh?
Right.
I don't really use any flashing, it's very little.
Mostly
I use parva things.
Oh.
Sometimes I use some flashing.
My girls make hot cocoa in a giant pan.
Okay, you said that. That's an interesting thing. I don't even have a hot cocoa in my house. Okay, whatever. Okay, so. If these things are treif, right? Also, what you put the pot on is also treif. The chatzubot, it's called. I don't know what you call it in English. What you put the pot on.
The metal bars.
The metal bars. You know what I'm talking about?
A cooling rack.
What?
Cooling rack?
No. When the flame comes up and you don't put the, you have to have something that holds the pot
over the flame.
So it's right? Like a grate.
We have electric, but I've never really used
that. But for gas, you need a grate.
Sure. Right, so that, the grate.
Great.
The grate is also treif. Therefore, when you put something on the, you take a pot now, you want to put it on it to make sure that the bottom is dry.
Why is the grate treif if it's going to be in the fire?
Of course, a lot of it's on the fire. Only some of it is in the fire. The side's not in the fire, it gets hot.
Now,
Pesach, well, how do you clean it for Pesach? How do I clean it for Pesach anyways?
You clean it really well.
I clean it well, and I take a fire thing, and I burn the whole thing down.
Nibun out the house.
What?
Open out the house.
And I'm also Ashkenazi, and I cover it afterwards, but that's just a chumrah.
Now, when it's cold, can you put something on top of it, such as a cooling rack for a cake?
Yeah. It's cold.
Right.
And the thing for the cake is also cold.
Right.
Yeah. It's cold, and by, just make sure that afterwards it's clean on the bottom.
When we talk about hot, we're talking about Yatsuna as well.
45 degrees Celsius. Yeah, we said that in the, we learned the terms. Remember we said hot means 45 degrees Celsius.
What do you call the grails? The metal part, the black part is treif?
Treif, of course.
Because you're cooking meat and milk on it?
Yeah.
That's why it's treif.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to do each time?
You just have to make sure that the bottom of the pot is not wet.
The bottom of the pot.
When you come to put down a pot, the best thing is to turn on the fire first. And then they're good. Then you just put it on the fire.
That's
the problem. Problem is you put it on there when it's still hot, and it's wet on the bottom.
The pot is wet.
Yeah, so it receives. It gives over the...
What if the pot boils over and you get...
Yeah.
No, but it's... Oh, the fire is constantly there.
So
the fire is constantly there, no problem. That's why if you turn it on first, you're good. Yeah. Should try cleaning. You should clean the. You have to clean every once in a while, right? The stove top and the.
At least every race. Day.
I don't know if every day.
No.
Definitely once a year for sure. For Pesach at least.
Oh, I put it probably.
Also the.
Once
the
a week, once every 2 weeks, she does it. It's okay.
You should also clean the element too.
What's the element?
Yeah, that where the gas is coming out.
Yeah, otherwise I have one that doesn't work because I didn't clean it. Now I make sure they clean it. Something got clogged up there.
That's what I'm talking about. Because it can be dangerous with gas, leaking gas.
So, okay, very important. Listen to this. If you want to cause yourself problems in cooking, and kashrus wise, if you want to cause problems, so keep a milk pot right near the flagship pot when you're cooking. Then you for sure cause yourself a problem.
It can be a problem.
It can be. It doesn't have to be. But let's say you're frying. If frying is
oil spills out,
goes into the thing, gamano, it's treif. Don't cause yourself problems. If you're going to do meat now, right, move everything away. Move the milking away. If you're doing milking now, move the meat away. I remember I did it and I had a problem. I wasn't sure if it spits, if it did not spit. I wasn't sure. I called the rub. Told him what to do. And he said, the next thing he said, next time. Move everything which is not what you're doing away. Yad Chacham, you know, I told you a story with the Avraham, I think. I don't know who said this. I don't remember who said this. About the horse, there was a fire, there was a horse, was it a horse wagon? A horse, what's it called? A guy who rides
a horse rider? Oh, a
wagon? A wagon guy.
No.
You know what they're talking about? The guy who has a wagon and a horse.
Wagon pilot.
Okay. Yaakov Eglon by Anglit. Yaakov.
Wagon driver.
Eglon. A wagon driver?
Wagon driver.
Okay.
A wagoneer.
Wagoneer or whatever it is. A balagule. A balagule.
A teamster.
Anyways, I said this already once. It's the same idea.
Not worthy of teamsters.
He was already old and he had an old horse. But, well, for sure, he knew the way and. He got the people where they had to go and everything. Everything was great.
Balagule,
yeah. Suddenly, one of the youngsters in the town decided, I'll buy a young horse, a strong horse. I'll get the people quickly to where they go, right? I'll buy a Mercedes horse. A nice horse, right? A good engine. A lot of horsepower, right? Gitzel, he bought a fancy horse and he started taking people for much quickly, and people stopped using the old guy who was there for 50 years already doing the job. So he came over to him and said, listen, we live in a small town. It's not Shayach. You go to a different place. You can't both of us to be here. He says, no, what? It's not Parnasa also. So you know what? Let's do this. I'll ask you a question. If you answer it, you stay, I leave. I go to a different town. If you don't know the answer, I stay here and you leave. I said, okay. It's a question regarding driving a wagon. He says, you're driving a wagon, it's winter. Europe is always winter, right? Very little summer they have. Like in Canada. What do you got? 3 months summer? It's 4 months.
There you go.
Inside, Vancouver. More.
They're those territories.
Where no one lives.
Yeah.
Anyways, so he says, you're driving your wagon through the forest, and suddenly you realize that you went into a swamp. Pizza in the swamp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you try to get the horse out. It doesn't work. What do you do then? He says, what I do? I tell old people to get off. I had to go to the side, and I try because it's lighter and horse. It's okay, you get all the way, everyone came off, and you're trying to get out, and it's stuck, it's thick mud, you can't get out. What do you do then? So then I asked the people to help me. And if you did that, it didn't help. Then I released the horse from the wagon, I tried at least to get the horse out. Right? Okay? And nothing, you try, you're pulling, you're this, nothing happens. What do you do then? He said, I pray, I don't know. What do you do? Repeat me. He said, a smart wagon driver doesn't go in. Right? He goes around. Don't go inside. You lost, leave. Anyways, he left the town. But the point is, also here with the Chalavim Basari, a smart person doesn't have to come to the problem to call the Rav to see what to do right now. In the first place, he doesn't have milk and inflation on the stovetop at the same time. Or you do what Yaakov does at home. What do you do?
Only
parv. There's no chalavi, no vesari. Then you really don't have any parv. Only problem is bugs. You have to check from bugs. Okay, everyone has to check from bugs.
What if you're not supposed to be at home?
No vesari?
That's it.
Good.
Takes care of all the problems.
I know, I'm problem also like that.
What if, about heat transfer, nothing splashes over, but your milk pot that you left on because we were thinking it gets hot from the heat of the, I don't know, stew or whatever. Is that an issue or not at all?
It could be an issue.
Yeah.
You have to call her up and each time to see what exactly was the situation.
Also,
this was hot, this was not hot, they're both hot. I'll go to the details. I don't even know all the details. Now we're going to learn more.
The issue about frying is not only splashing over, but also the oil catching fire.
Not for kashrus. Not for kashrus.
No, I'm talking about.
I know. I had the
degree burns.
Okay, but we're talking kashrus here. Only kashrus. I'm talking about now burns or nothing. Kashrus.
Not burns and not
Allen. Yeah. Stop. If you are cooking on top of your stovetop chicken soup and milk soup, let's say. So, let's say you did. You have to first of all put them in two corners, not next to each other, further away from each other. Second of all, when you take off the top of one, you have to make sure it doesn't drip on the other, because we said also the steam is also milk inflation. Third thing is, let's say you're mixing, be very careful, gently. You don't splash. Okay? Things, okay? Okay. Now we're talking about your what you asked. See, bring that. I don't know these halachas. I'm also new in this. I'm learning with you guys.
Yeah, be very careful that the tools are properly clearly signed what's halal meat.
Yeah, we spoke about that also yesterday.
And everything's separate. Really,
if he had on the kiraim, on the stovetop, two parts, one is chalavi and one is beseri, like you just said, even if they touch each other from the outside, if there was no liquid touching between them,
no moisture, just dry,
they're kosher.
No problem.
If it's just dry, they're kosher. Problem is, what are you doing?
Overflowing.
That can be a problem. Also, with catching fire, even chicken soup. I saw my own eyes last week. The chicken soup overflowed. Fire, there was fat. Fire just came up. But that was fine.
So the answer to my question is: as long as the milk pot is dry, then it's even if it gets hot,
they're both dry.
But if the meat one's dry and they're not touching, then it shouldn't matter for the milk. As long as the milk one's dry, not wet.
Right. Okay. Even if it touched.
Even
if they touch, that's what he said. Even if they touch, but they were dry, doesn't make a difference. Okay. In a kosher kitchen, you have to have two separate, gloves?
Yeah.
Oven mitts.
Oven mitts are called? Okay, that you move the pots away and take things out of the oven? Mm-hmm. Two separate ones. One for chalavi and one for besari. Because always they touch and they get
greasy.
Grease and stuff. Okay.
The cloth ones can be washed. The silicone rubber can also be washed in cold water.
Yeah? I don't have silicone. I have a regular one. Yeah. And also, it's good to have if the bottom of the what you put, I don't know how you call these things, what you put under the pot?
Trivets.
Trivets?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It separates the pot from the counter.
Yeah.
From the counter?
From the counter.
So you want to burn the counter.
Oh.
Or the,
like
or
you said, you bought special thing that you can't put anything. Right. What do you put something between?
Right.
It's like a little metal thing with little legs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about, right? So, it's good to have them separated, chalavi basari, because it might also spill and everything. Right. Especially if it's made out of metal, you can actually kasher it. But if it's made out of ceramic, or chalcina, did you say chalcina again? It's also ceramic, right?
China.
Right?
It'll break.
They haven't made out of wood also.
Yeah, but if it's made out of those two, there's no way to kasher them.
Wood you can't kasher either.
What?
Wood you can't kasher either.
Yeah.
You can do klifa. You can
and the wood
you can
do. Also, the other thing, the klifa. Okay, fine. So.
How long can you do that before there's nothing left?
They usually not too thick.
Well, I thought you simply throw them at the herbs.
Yeah. If you have what did you call those things that you put above the steam?
Like a shuriken.
A steam thing?
The vent.
If you have a vent over one stove, which is chalavi and basari, like most of us have, so they have a vent, so don't cook chalavi and basari on the stove at the same time if it's not on, because the stuff will come back down. Because it's covered, it's close. It's more or less close. If it's on, fine, everything goes up. But don't cook on the same, if it's not on. Like we said, to begin with, you don't cook together. But let's say you have to, you must, I don't know. Yeah, it's Shabbos in an hour, and you want to cook halavi for something. So put it on if you have that one of those. You have to put it on. Too late.
5-2. No, it starts at 5.
Ah, 5-2? I thought 10-2.
No, 10-2 is Kabbalah.
Ah, okay.
When's the Shabbat?
Huh?
When's the Shabbat?
My shir till 2:30. Kashrus until another 8 minutes, and then we do some Briti Shalom, Warhaush, and then stories of Shmuel Shapiro. Like you were here for that.
When you guys have Yuchah?
We have the one.
Right next door.
Yeah. At least I did.
Huh?
That's the Mechad Shkia usually at 4:30, 4:25.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
But
they have Bokhrimar down there. Yeah, but so they dive in my room where I teach in the morning, right below Nachman Amish.
Where? Down
here,
one floor down. Where
Maimon gives
it?
In the basement.
Huh?
Where
Maimon gives it?
No.
Yeah, where Maimon gives it, but I don't know if you could trust it.
Why?
No, the boys. The
if you want to go down
the basement, do Minchat Shkia.
There's no basement now.
Because of the weather, right? Like the snow and the water.
Not because of the snow and the water. Because there's a masheva. Mm-hmm. Is it a masheva?
A pump.
A pump.
Yeah, some pump.
That pumps the bathroom is a little bit lower than the where the BU is supposed to go to, the sewer is supposed to go to.
Right.
So there's a pump that pumps it out. But they bought the cheapest pump ever. And it used to break down all the time until it broke down completely.
Yeah.
So you can't really learn there anymore. Until they buy a new pump or they lock the bathrooms to clean up. So in the meantime, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Still good. How much does the pump cost?
The cheapest one that they're willing, if they buy, will be 17,000 shekels.
But 17,000?
17,000. It's
higher. But it's not a good one. The one that they need to really, it's probably around 30.
Wow.
25.
Yeah. They're expensive. They're also...
You have to buy them. What do you do? If you want to build a bathroom under the level, you have to pump.
It would be cheaper to put in a new BUV line.
What?
It would be cheaper to put in a new line to the BUV.
From where to where?
The city.
No, if you run it further down, it's downhill. So if there's a connection further down that way,
right, so they can drill through the.
Yeah, you have to dig. You have to bring in a. You have to bring in a whatchamacallit. You have to
drill.
You'll need a.
One of these tractors.
Yeah, a little tractor that makes the line.
That makes the that you dig.
Deeps the meter down, and then you can make it in the.
Shut down partial obvious
like that. So,
then you hook up to the other view.
Also very important not to hang where the stove is, the same idea of the steam. Any if you have people have something like on the wall where they put their spatula and what do you call where you take out the soup with?
The cooking utensils.
Ladle, all these ladle. Things. It shouldn't be where the steam reaches.
Right.
Be on the side, not where the steam is. Same idea. It's the steam when it's very hot, it also it's also a tariff. Or whatever, not tariff. We can make it tariff. Okay. Oh, people put sometimes they have. I saw this also over a stove. I saw they have a little shelf, and they have the salt. This that's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Big problem. Can't have it over.
Also ruins the spices.
Spices are very sensitive to heat and humidity.
Yeah,
but if it's closed.
Yeah, they always a little bit open sometimes and stuff like that.
Oh, well, if you have those salt chips, but if you have actual potatoes, you know.
It's better not to deal with it. Okay. Let's talk about now tanur afia. Tanur afia is a baking oven. Do you know it?
No.
Oh, Hashem. I need some assistance. Oh, Hashem. Tanur afia beitivim amufalim bechashmal o gaz. Right? The usual ovens that usually they're either gas or electricity. And now it's sort of they're mostly gas in Europe also. Mostly electricity in Europe also. But I've seen in South America and America and some people also in Israel, they have gas gas ovens.
I like it a lot better.
The ones they make today, and this is here he's talking about, you know when he wrote this a long time ago. Tavshin Samech Bez. There's not this is
12 years ago.
But today they make only better regarding this.
Only
better sealed. They're very the ovens are very sealed, more than they used to be.
Right.
Yeah, because they use less electricity.
Long ago.
Okay, so. Anyways, right. So when you close it and you turn it on, it gets very, very, very hot inside, and it all gets absorbed in the sides. And the bottom, top, and sides of the oven. Okay? Especially if you have turbo. Turbo.
Also, they have convection ovens where the fan is inside circulating hot air.
Yeah, that's what I have also on one of my ovens. One of them has it, one that doesn't have it. Yeah. And also, fat. This fat, a lot of times it falls there and it gets.
Mm-hmm. It's a real pain.
Part of it. In mamash, it's that. Okay. Kivat yeshvu utafiyah ma'achel echad basar parvik hashem achalim yom chusim asur. אפילו בזה אחר זה, אין צורך שאומרים שאפילו משתתף בזה, תוכל בתותה, הנחת אסור, לכל וכל וכל. אוקיי, so if you have in the same compartment where you're doing, let's say, milchig or parv, or whatever you're doing, right? If it, you can't put milk uncovered, and then take it out and put clay shake uncovered, and then take it out and put parv, זה לא עובד ככה, it's trick. Right? If it's uncovered, it's straight. But of course, you can't put it in the same time. We said this already. In the same time, milchig and inflation can't. Asu. It's a must trip. A must trip. Zeh kmo goyim. Shem erachem. Right? Asu betachlit mikol vakov. There's no one who permits this. Right? The food is for sure asu. Regarding the vessels, depends what it's made out of. Depends according to who you go. If it's pyrex, we said already. Okay. But the food is for sure a trip. Okay. That we have to know. That's the first thing. The second thing we have to know is ha'omdim lirkosh tanur afiyah chadash. Someone is going to buy a new oven. Many times we have to buy new ovens, right? Every 10 years or whatever, to buy a new oven. The best thing is to buy the oven and use it only for one thing. Either milchik, fleishik, parv. I have two ovens in my house. One milchik and one parv. What do I do when I have fleishik? I don't bake. Or you could bake if you close it really, really tight. You could put it also. But where is it better than to cook it? It would be better to cook it than the fire one. Why? Because then if it did, it was open, it did tear or something, it's fire. So the fire one became pleasure. No, but I have. So if you buy one, make it one. That's the best thing. Or buy two. A lot of people have two. My parents have two. They have one for milk and one for pleasure. As long as I remember myself, they have to. They had, remember they had.
They have these torture ovens.
Like two. They had like it was together, right? The middle was the stove, the top was the milchig, the bottom was the fleishig, under the stove.
But when you get those, you have to be very careful. There's a proper separation between
them. Yeah. There's no vents like going in, and all kinds of things they have to.
Which heschel? Those things have to, you have to have a heschel because to make sure. Because it's been tested that you won't have steam coming up.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
There's one or two that have Ada.
Yeah, but this I'm talking about 30 years ago, that friends. They don't exist. I don't know if they make them anymore. Make them?
But the doubles, yes.
Yeah?
You still make them.
Caloric.
I haven't seen. You know, some apparently I haven't seen.
Kitchen chef.
No, it's not. I don't think it's so common.
I saw an ad in a newspaper a couple weeks ago. For
yeah? It's interesting. Yeah, it's not so common. Not so common. Okay. So
you can buy toaster ovens.
Right. Right. For
and then you
for
have one for places, one for melting, and the big one you have for don't use for parva.
Not everything you can do in it. Huh? I have for Pesach a toaster, a big toaster oven for Pesach. I have.
Mm-hmm. But you can do what? You can do mainly most whatever you want.
Yeah, simple thing. Cakes and challahs and stuff, no problem.
Challahs, you use your big oven.
Right, parva.
The parva. And then potatoes and this and that.
But if you have a separate large oven, and you're using
separate large oven?
Your main oven
is
meat, and you're cooking chicken in it, can you cook bread in it beforehand?
If it's completely clean, and it wasn't used for 24 hours.
Right.
Right?
And you have to have it on the top heat.
You put it, exactly. You put it on the hottest heat. Or at least a half an hour, at least. Right?
And then you wipe
then you wipe everything off, of course. There's the gook and stuff that comes off if it gets hot. Then you could say it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, it's
definitely a good one. Yaakov? Because Shalom Bayis. Because a lot of times Shabbos is coming in and we just won't have challah. So I put here, it's okay. You know, it's clean. We haven't done milchig here and there. And who knows when to
do it. No, we have a toaster oven for milchig.
Exactly, maybe had at least 13 sources behind it.
Yes, why not? It's not a stama kotek ani magan. If he gave a heter, it's not stama.
No, but if you have a separate toaster oven just for dairy, and a sandwich maker just for dairy, and you're using your main oven for Shabbos,
yeah. So what's the problem? It's not that it's, you definitely don't have to wait 6 hours after you eat the bread. So now, you could buy also, they sell little oven, like the regular size ovens, but they have two compartments. Two compartments on the bottom. Under the stove, there's two compartments. Yeah? Okay. So first of all, you have to make sure, like Yaakov said before, you have to be 100% separated. You have to make sure that they're separated, halakhically separated. If you go to a Haredi store, or you call the badats, or you call people who know these things, they'll tell you exactly, or you speak to Rav Ohad, the next door here, any kashrus questions, go to Rav Ohad. He's an expert, not like me. Go to him, he'll tell you everything, any questions, he knows, mamash. He'll tell you which oven is good, which oven is better, which one's more kashrus, less kashrus, according to who, all these things, right? But let's say, yeah, you buy one of these, and the best thing is that fleishig will be on top. If it's one above the other, right above the other, without any test separation, they're separated, but is it right above each other? The best thing is fleishig is on top, okay? Why? Because fleishig is more greasy, more bubbly, more gravy. So the steam from the fleishig is usually more than the milchig. So it's better to be on top. Summer machmil, never to use the two, if you have two compartments, not to use them at the same time. You have the fleishig you make, then you turn off, make the milchig. So, here will be, this is kashrus for today. B'chashem, we're learning good things, I'll tell you.